Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know that we still think wins matter. Spoiler alert, they don't, and they never did. It was always a lie that meant nothing in baseball. Want to call me New Age? Fine. I've been New Age since I was nine because wins are overrated, and they always have been. So it stinks, Tiki, to take that baseball away from him with two outs in the fifth inning. But this guy's barely pitched in the last 3 years.
I mean, I wasn't upset about it. And I don't, I mean, I'm sure he probably was thinking about it. I just need to get one more out and I can get a win here. But he also had thrown 84 pitches.
Yes.
Right? It's not like he was at 65. This was clearly a pitch count. Now, they haven't told us what the pitch count number is. I'm assuming it's around 70-something, 72.
I think the pitch count's 85. What they haven't told us is how many innings he's going to throw this year. That's the mystery.
Well, that too. But I think once you start getting up into the 70s and 80s, you got to start worrying about a guy who's coming off a surgery.
Not that he's
you know, prone to re-injury, but he also hasn't been taxed. He hasn't been... I don't know. He hasn't had that kind of length on his body yet.
And never, never in his career.
That's what I mean. So, like, the last thing you want to do is, all right, let him throw 100 pitches and get the win and then be down on the IL for however long because he re-injures himself or has discomfort or something like that. So, I think, to me, it was a smart move. I know why people are upset about it. But at the end of the day, they won the game. And ultimately, it's a team sport.
Well, there's two things. Number one, the win stat is stupid and should be abolished. Let's start with that. No, I'm serious. It should be a ball. It's dumb. It's a dumb stat.
Well, look, if it is a
is
dumb
stat... Is your dad
going
to be mad at me, Sean?
Maybe.
Is your dad going to call
maybe
up angry?
No, Evan, I actually...
Daddy Morash, wins stink. Mm. They don't matter. They never have. It was a lie they always told you.
Go ahead. Tell it to everybody who made the Hall of Fame because they won 300 games.
Yeah, right. it was all BS.
By the way, I'm with you on that, but this is more overarching and not to the point. Baseball then should abolish that you need to pitch 5 innings as a starter to
get
the win.
I agree.
When a win is established, that should be it. If wins don't matter, get to that.
What's the reasoning behind that? Because it's more than half the game?
I guess.
Is that literally what it is?
But if a reliever could come in and pitch the inning that you take the lead and they get one inning, it's a stupid rule.
You want to hear Grandpa Bernie's idea?
Sure.
Grandpa Bernie is my grandfather. He's no longer with us. But he was a New York Giants fan back in the day.
Go Big Blue.
He was also a war hero.
Not Big Blue.
Not that Big Blue.
The Giants.
Not that blue.
Oh, the baseball Giants.
The baseball team.
I thought you were just giving me and Tiki.
Why would I even mention the New York football Giants in the course of Grandpa Bernie? Like, why would that matter?
To try to get me and Tiki to support Grandpa Bernie.
No. How about just support him because he was a war hero?
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And Seymour Wiener.
Well, unfortunately, he's dead right now, so, you know, maybe he's listening. But Grandpa Bernie always used to tell me something. Got my dad into baseball. Mm-hmm. My dad got me into baseball. I can't say Grandpa got me into baseball. I got my dad into baseball. But when my grandfather would watch games with us, he would always say, I don't get this win. You know what they should do? You know what they should do? The official score should just decide who the winner is. That's it. I don't get. And then he would always give me the same example. Evan. By the way, my grandpa imitation is awful. He sounds nothing like this.
I was buying it.
I was too.
I don't want to dishonor.
You got a real pulse on how your grandfather spoke.
because
my son didn't sound like you. It sounded like somebody completely different. I'm like, wow.
Because I know for a fact, like my dad's listening, or maybe even my cousins are listening, and they're like, what is that? That don't sound like grandpa.